I wanted to point out before we start talking about the case, and we'll talk a little bit about the history, we'll talk a little bit about how the argument has sort of moved over time, we'll talk a little bit about the argument before the Supreme Court, and then we'll talk a little bit about a couple of interesting points about the case itself procedurally and with respect to the legal issues that are at issue. But one thing I wanted to point out is we are handcuffed a little bit today because this case is obviously still pending. There is a chance, from my perspective, a very small chance, from Greg's perspective, a great chance, that this litigation will continue after the Supreme Court decision is handed down. The decision, if the court were to rule in Mr. Schwegman's favor, we still have a lot of litigating to do, unfortunately. So that having been said, I won't bore you guys too much with the details about the case other than to start by saying that it is somewhat interesting from the perspective of what is at least the corpus of this particular matter, which is a racino. A racino is a racetrack casino. The racino in question was going to be built in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And my client and the predecessor to Greg's client were fighting over who was going to get the license. There was one last license for a racetrack in Pennsylvania. There was also the possibility, or perhaps the promise, of a casino license. And whomever was going to be the first to open such an operation was destined to make millions of dollars. Of course, the unfortunate part is both parties were doing this. They did this, actually, for a number of years in litigation.